Yesterday on The World, you heard about mail time on the old kid show Blue's Clues.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Today, a story about letters to a different fictional character, one of the most famous in literary history. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
For centuries, people have visited Verona, Italy, to see the fictional home of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. You can stand on Juliet's balcony, write her a letter, and, surprisingly, get a reply from a club with a recognizable name.
The Juliet Club.
The Juliet Club. Giovanna Tamassia is the manager. Her father founded the club in 1972. Now more than 20,000 men and women write to Juliet every year.
If you think who writes to Juliet, who takes the pen and writes to someone they don't know, it can sound crazy. But if you read the letters, you discover it's not crazy. it has a meaning.
Sometimes people want advice. Sometimes they just want to be heard.
We can see in these letters, it's a real unique thing. They don't know who will read the letter, who will answer.
People who reply to the letters are called Juliet's secretaries. A handful of secretaries volunteer their time every day. Donna Curran volunteered during a visit to Verona in 2018.
As I arrived, I thought, oh, these are going to be like 14-year-old kids. They weren't. All ages were writing. It's not like writing letters to Santa.
Curran said she sat at a wooden table in the Juliet Club's office for a couple of hours.
The letters themselves are what blew me away. They were from all over. From Russia, Poland, California, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey. All of them decorated stationery. I mean, these were not just whipped out on notebook. One was 12 pages long.
Curran said reading and replying to those letters was a privilege.
It felt really personally revealing about a heartbreak or a dilemma. The responses I put back was trying to acknowledge what they said so that they knew somebody real read it.
And there are no standard replies, says club manager Giovanna Tamassia.
Each letter is answered in a personal way. When people come to reply, it's very heartfelt. So they feel like being in a mission of love or in the name of Juliet.
Those personal touches and attention to detail don't go unnoticed. Lena Siboney is a junior at the University of California. She wrote a letter to Juliet when she was in Verona for vacation.
I 100% didn't think I was going to get anything back. You kind of think of it as like throwing a penny into a fountain, like it's just a nice idea.
A couple of months went by. Then a letter from Juliet arrived in Siboney's mailbox.
I'm like, wait, what?
She said the response she received was meaningful and personal.
In a silly way, it really felt like a moment of humanity, of somebody really taking the time to be careful and to be kind and sweet to somebody young and hopeful.
A local bank pays for the office space. The city of Verona pays for the stamps. And Shakespeare's love story of Romeo and Juliet lives on.
It kind of restored my faith in mankind.
They're focusing on something so fundamentally basic and human, and the desire for love, the desire for comfort and connection.
The letters are really like a treasure. So many love stories in all languages from every corner of the world. There isn't anything else that can be compared.
For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
If you're feeling the love and want to send a letter, the Juliet Club's mailing address is on our Twitter account. We are at PRI The World.